This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization says there might never be a silver bullet answer to the new coronavirus, despite the rush to discover effective vaccines. More than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus, nearly 4.7 million of them in the hard-hit United States, and almost 2.8 million in Brazil. 690,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the U.S. and more than 94,000 in Brazil. The BBC says its Persian service has received leaked documents from an anonymous source indicating Iran is not being truthful about its COVID-19 data. The British news outlet says COVID-19 deaths in the Middle Eastern country are nearly three times what Iran claims. 42,000 deaths by July 20th, but the health ministry reported 14,405. Similarly, it reports the infection rate was twice as large. South Africa has now topped 500,000 coronavirus cases. The country has tallied more than 50% of all coronavirus infections in Africa. Despite those numbers, the country's president says he's seeing promising signs the rapid growth of cases has stabilized. Spain aims to roll out a COVID-19 contact tracing app in September after saying Monday a pilot shows it could detect almost twice as many potential infections as human trackers during a simulated outbreak. In the absence of a vaccine or cure, states are deploying Bluetooth wireless technology to log contacts and alert people when someone they've been near tests positive. Spain used a new system developed by Google and Apple, which holds data on individual devices to ensure privacy. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House and top congressional Democrats will resume discussions Monday afternoon about a new coronavirus relief package for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Negotiators for the COVID-19 relief bill reported some progress over the weekend, but the two sides remain far apart. Later this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to meet with U.S. tech workers and sign an executive order to hire American. Microsoft Corporation says it's continuing talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This as President Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. A spokesperson for Boris Johnson says Britain's prime minister hopes to conclude a trade agreement with Japan soon. He's trying to get it done ahead of the official visit to London of Japan's foreign minister later this week. Politician John Hume, who won a Nobel Peace Prize for work to end violence in his native Northern Ireland, has died. Tributes pour in for Hume from across the political spectrum. Northern Ireland's First Minister Arlene Foster, leader of the pro-British Democratic Unionist Party, called Hume, quote, a giant in Irish nationalism, end quote. Hume's own party, the SDLP, said, quote, we all live in the Ireland he imagined, at peace and free to decide our own destiny, end quote. Hume was 83. Lebanon's foreign minister, Nassef Hitti, resigned Monday in protest at the government's mishandling of a spiraling economic crisis, warning that if there is no will to reform, quote, the ship will sink, end quote. His successor, Charbel Wabeye, former ambassador and advisor to President Michel Aoun, was named only hours later in an unusually swift move for a country where political appointments usually take months. More than 300 prisoners were at large Monday after an attack by Islamic State on an Afghan prison, a governor's spokesperson said Monday. This as clashes continued between prisoners and security forces. The assault began Sunday night on the jail in the eastern city of Jalalabad with at least 29 people killed and more than 50 wounded, according to the spokesperson. Heavily armed men killed a crime journalist and his police bodyguard in the southern Mexican state of Guerrero Sunday. Police reports say Pablo Moragueres and his bodyguard were at a restaurant bar in Iguala when gunmen entered and opened fire. Moragueres ran the online news site PM Noticias, which reports on crime and police activity. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.